This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's good to be back another week. Facing another tough opponent. Looking forward to this week's matchup. Continue to just try to make the right strides in the right direction and try to find ways to get better.
I guess the first guy you look at on their defense, you have to always pay attention to.
Yeah, definitely. Mac attack or return of the Mac, all that stuff. He and I, we're actually good friends, drafted the same year. But I'm excited just to be able to go out there and compete. We look forward to these kind of matchups. Our offensive line loves those kind of challenges. And we understand their personnel and some of the things that they do well. It's a good football team that we're up against.
You said you guys are friends, Teddy. How well do you know?
Well, we went through the draft process together. Found out he's from Florida. I got to know that much. Pretty sure he won't be my friend Sunday. But, I'm just looking forward to this week's matchup.
Is ball security a big thing because he's really good at forcing fumbles? Is that just an extra emphasis this week?
Yeah, definitely. And every week you talk about ball security and, just protecting the football. But when you look at the tape and you understand the way this defense flies around, Khalil's making plays up front, the entire defensive line. Then you look at the guys on the back end with Bojack and Ha-Ha, Fuller, Prince, all those guys, man. They're making plays, and we understand that they're going to be, trying to create turnovers. They're at home, trying to continue to just find different ways to help them win football games as well.
I feel like you could take a little bit extra going into this game, knowing you played against them a few times, playing there, had them at your place, at the Vikings.
Well, it's a totally different team, different personnel, different coaching staff. But, I played there before, and we understand the conditions of the field. We want to make sure we're on top of those little things so that we don't give them an advantage come Sunday.
Teddy, when we were in Seattle, someone asked you, have we gotten the chance to see the real Teddy yet? And you said you didn't think so. Now that you've got four starts and a body work out there, do you feel like it? Everybody's been able to see the real Teddy.
I'm still just continuing to grow each and every day, and learning new things about myself each and every day. And that's the joy of being in this locker room. You find out new things about yourself just from having conversations with guys on this team. It's a great place to be, and I'm just enjoying learning something new about myself every day.
Do you think over the last month that maybe you've proven to yourself a little bit, not that you had any doubts, that you could play at a high level in this league again?
Like you said, it wasn't, trying to prove anything to myself. It was just proving the ones who believed in me, that they were right. So, but it's not about me. It's about this team. And it's about, the things that we're doing well and finding different ways to win football games. And that's what's most important to me.
I know we've talked about you and Michael Thomas building rapport. How's the rapport and that relationship with Alvin Kamara as a receiver gone for the last couple of weeks since you've been?
It's been great. I texted him after the Tampa Bay game when I threw the interception. Texted him right after the game and was like, man, sorry. I'll get you a better ball so you can catch it and run. And he just texted me, man, forget that. We won. So that's just the attitude around here that, it's all about winning. Finding different ways to win football games and whatever it takes. And to have a guy like Alvin, coming out of the backfield, catching the ball, and that security blanket is very beneficial as a team and as a quarterback.
So I lead into this. If he can't go, how much is that a loss for you or trying to find that production to fill if he can't go?
That's the other part that's beautiful about this league is that, you look at my situation, my number was called, and, I'm trying to answer. And, other guys' number may be called and we expect them to answer. So the way this league works, you just always have to stay prepared and stay ready. So, no matter what happens, you don't want to take a step back or miss a beat.
Teddy, you say it's not about you, it's about the team. What does it say about this team? What statement does this team make by winning four straight without Drew?
Well, it just shows that, you know, this is a team that's determined to win and do whatever it takes. You know, you look at how well we're playing on defense, how well we're playing in the kicking game, you know, and we're trying to get better on offense. So when you look at the overall picture, though, we're playing, you know, great team football. I think offensively we're doing a great job of protecting the football and not turning it over. Defensively, you know, holding our opponents to field goals and preventing them from scoring touchdowns. In the kicking game, we're playing the games on our opponent's side of the field. When you look at that, it's like, man, you know, the outcome should be in our favor. And when you look at the scoreboard, we've been winning football games.
Teddy, you were kind of critical of your own performance after the game. What is it that you wanted to clean up most this week, I guess?
I think, for the most part, just being consistent. And continue to trust my process and my routine. I think last week I did something a little different that wasn't, you know, like me. Well, I changed my shoes, so I'm superstitious. But, just continue to trust the process. And, you know, you can't get fascinated with the success. You have to be fascinated with the process and the routine that you establish. And that's something that's been working for us around here. We've been fascinated with the process, and it's been paying off for us.
What is it like to get Jarrett going these last few weeks?
Oh, it's great. A big guy like that who's fast, strong, physical, and you know when you throw it in his vicinity, he's going to probably come down with the catch. So it's very good to get a guy like him going, and he's a guy with a high motor, and we love that about him.
Kenny, I know you're always careful with the ball, but on the road against a defense like this, do you say that, hey, maybe I have to be extra careful this week?
Like I said, this is a defense. You know, they find different ways to create turnovers. Defensive line, the guys in the back end, their linebackers as well. So for me, I just have to play the game the way that I know how to play it, and you know, continue to protect the football and not put ourselves in difficult situations that make it hard for us to win.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.